Sunday Meditation, March 25th, 2001. The question today concerns the fact that we do reincarnate from life to life, and it seems that we have people that we join again, that there are clans or groups that we reincarnate with and learn to serve and to seek the Creator with. And we're wondering how this process of reincarnation affects the planetary progress, affects the entire evolution of our people. Does this process of reincarnation aid the planet? And if so, how does that work? And how does this process of reincarnation with groups of people aid the individual harvest when the time for harvest comes, if that is indeed occurring at this time, as those of Ra have suggested?
We are those of the principle known to you as Kuo. Greetings in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. We offer that name and that signature because we are in the service of this same Creator, this one great original thought, which has spun out of itself the infinite patterns of the evolving universe. And which draws all things inexorably to harmonize, unify, and come together once more in the fullness of that dimension or quality that we call time. We are very happy to speak with you about some aspects of reincarnation and harvest, and ask only that each be responsible for listening with a discriminating ear to that which we have to say. For we are not authorities who wish to impose our opinions upon you, but rather we are those who are happy to share our thoughts in the hopes that some of them may be of use. Please keep those thoughts that resonate to your inner sense of truth and discard the rest without a second thought. It is in the light of time that reincarnation unfolds its patterns. It is more accurate, metaphysically speaking, to look at the systems of reincarnation involving the repeated joining of relationship with certain other entities as a part of a circle of being in which each incarnation is a spoke out from the center, and in which all experiences harvested by the entity in each incarnation are fed back into that central pool of self. Then to describe reincarnation as a series of successive lifetimes, however, within the constraints of time and space, time is seen to be linear and directional. And indeed, were this not to seem so, the entire pattern of reincarnation would become fruitless, it is essential in terms of third density experience that those moving through incarnation be unable to see the great circle of lifetimes and the nuances of each issue, which the relationships that seem to be karmic bring forth and create the opportunities for good work in consciousness. Without time, taking the infinite viewpoint, all is the creator. When time has begun unrolling its scroll in a creation sequence, it offers each spark of the creator the opportunity to learn, to investigate and discover that which it will. Through lifetime upon lifetime, entities go through the gradual process of awakening to the self. This awakening is a product of a great deal of inner exploration. The exploration involves many meetings with those who become to us the bearers of good things. Each is aware already of the process by which the self prepares for an incarnation. Each is aware of the careful process of choosing those with whom one shall come into relationship within the incarnation. Within the course of these relationships which we have given ourselves, certainly it may seem from time to time as if we have chosen for ourselves harsh lessons and confusion as an inevitable part of the relationship that we have chosen to investigate and help to blossom forth. It may well seem that instead of becoming more and more unified with those with whom we are in relationship, that we have not made progress. And we may wonder about the efficacy of our work within these relationships and within these lessons. And yet we say to you that it is well to trust the rhythms of relationship. And to allow them to be of the shape and the texture that they will be, rather than attempting to remold them according to a desired outcome or a preferred status. This instrument earlier was speaking of the relationship that she would like to mend, and yet is not the work of mending work done upon the self, is not the process of forgiveness and healing that forgiveness of self that sees the other self as the reflection of the Creator. Consequently, we have this pattern of repeated relationships. And may we say that rather than having one fairly small group of people with whom there are repeated relationships over the course of a creation process, that is, over the course of the many densities of that process, each may expect to become intimate, to go through the processes of catalyst, healing, harmonization, and unity with each other spark of the infinite Creator. Thusly, this process of each helping each to learn the lessons of each density is not in any way seen as a malignant or an undesirable process, no matter how confused or muddied the relationships seem to be. Rather, it is the outworking of the tremendous forces of spiritual gravity calling each to become more and more aware of the true nature of the self, and calling each to do that in ways that are native to each density and which work differently in each density. You asked concerning the way the relationships which have karmic weight impact the planetary subconscious. And we would say that the actual events in the physical illusion concerning relationships are as shadows upon the surface of a pond compared to that a tremendous amount of inner work that is going on within the entities who are working with the catalyst of each other in their inner work, or as this instrument has called it, the work in consciousness that each does however each person frames that attention. Some choose to work upon this incoming catalyst by daily meditation, and as always we recommend that process of moving into the silence very highly. It is the single most effective resource the spiritual seeker has for opening the channels to the guidance which each has in abundance within the confines of the archetypal mind which resides within and which is accessed by that door of silence more effectively than by any other means of access. There are various ways to meditate, and a contemplative walk, the reading of inspirational material, the musing upon an inspirational seed thought, and many other approaches to the silence move one through that door, as well as the more traditional ways of prayer and formal meditation, which some may feel are more desirable than other methods. In our way of thinking, the method which is the most workable in each seeker's life is that method which is right for him. Again, it is a matter of the individual seeking within herself as to what choice feels right or resonant. So often in the spiritual life, the seeker will find that the great authority present is the self. For within the self lies all knowledge that is sought. Not in the conscious mind, not even in the subconscious mind, but in those realms which are able to be accessed through the subconscious mind, the roots of mind, as this instrument would call them. And as each moves into this silence, as each does the work of the incarnation, getting to know the self, becoming able to be that self more and more, the patterns of that vibratory nexus that is the self grow ever so slowly and ever so inexorably clearer, more lucid, and more full of that great original thought. Consequently, the effect of this process upon the archetypical mind of your planet is that simple effect of the mind feeling that itself is moving well through that process which it has come to work upon. All the storms of confusion that ruffle the archipelago of entities and issues and situations are as nothing to those roots of mind. For to those roots of mind, these processes have a virtue, not by any outer standards that this instrument would share concerning courtesy or ways of progressing that are desirable rather than others that are undesirable. Rather, the attention of the roots of mind is upon the intensity of desire and the seeking of each of these agents of the Creator that is attempting to become ever more itself. That which appears to be a tremendous storm upon the surface, when gazed at from the level of the roots of mind, appears to be a series of small details. It is a matter of perspective. We would at this time pause to ask if there is a further defining of the question that we may answer further before we move into the portion where other questions are entertained besides the original question for the day. May we ask at this time if there is a pursuing question upon this point of reincarnation and the metaphysical roots of mind or the archetypal mind. So we are those of Akua. In that case, we would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. That any other questions that are entertained at this time by those present may be asked. We would thank this instrument for her service and leave her in love and in light. We are those of Akua.
I am Akua, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any other queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
I was wondering about the confusion that I have during delusions of grandeur. And why pathway to the source isn't clearer for me to encompass understanding with?
I am Kwan, and then we are aware of your query, my brother. The feelings of the self being that which is expansive and that which is, as you have said, grand, are feelings which, in themselves and of themselves, are accurate for each entity within incarnation, is the one creator. And each entity partakes of the glory, the joy, the power, and the peace of the one creator. However, within the illusion in which you now inhabit, there are accompanying these feelings of being the one creator also the more specific, narrowed, and focused feelings and experience of being a personality with distortions of the one creator. That is to say, each entity within the third density illusion has those portions of itself that are yet to be fully realized. There are lessons to be learned, areas to be enhanced, and seeking to be undertaken in order to accomplish the learning and serving. Thus, an entity such as yourself may, with the aid of certain substances or experiences, be able to penetrate the shell, shall we say, of the personality, and to move beyond this shell to the reality of the self as the one creator. However, there is the necessity of living the daily life, of experiencing the daily round of activities which are normal, mundane, and focused upon the aiding of each entity in the pursuance of becoming that which one wishes to be, of learning those lessons which have been set before the incarnation. So we would say to you, my brother, that it is not necessarily a delusion, but it is not a balanced view of the self, to see the self as the one creator. Such experiences of feeling the self, of being the grand doer, of being the one creator, of being all that there is, are glimpses of the reality of Egypt that need to be balanced with the experience that is now at hand in the mundane workaday world, where each works toward realizing a more fuller expression of this personality that has been chosen to aid the self in such growth and service. Is there a further query?
What is the connection to the white brotherhood? Anything there regarding this group?
I am, and I'm aware of your query. We find that there is no direct connection between this group and that group that is known as the Great White Brotherhood. That is to say, within the third density illusion, for all are a portion of the same Creator in truth. However, the Great White Brotherhood is composed of those entities who, from ages past, have achieved the graduation that each here seeks. And these entities, in achieving this graduation, have chosen, rather than to pursue further personal growth, to remain within this planetary sphere in the attempt to serve those brothers and sisters who yet seek this graduation. Is there a further query, Mother?
If you wouldn't mind speaking about the probability of altering harvest dates so that more may become awakened.
I am aware of your query. We would suggest that the harvest is now, that many who go through the doors of what you call death are able to harvest themselves in the service to others' polarity, predominantly, some few in the service to self-polarity. And as the choices that each entity within this illusion makes are made towards the sharing of the love and the light of the One Creator, so is the harvest of each and all made more possible. The dates, shall we say, are relatively unimportant at this time, for the future is mazed to all eyes, and the choices of the peoples of this planetary influence are the primary force, shall we say, that determines any potential dates for harvest. The future is flexible, so that it is possible in one great turning of the mass mind to the light that a harvest date could be at any particular point in time. Though this is not probable, it is ever possible that all may see the light within themselves and other selves as well, and move the compass of the needle, shall we say, to the service to others in one fine moment of inspiration. Is there another query?
Probably going all day, but thank you for the answers.
And we thank you, my brother, for your desire to seek the truth and to share your love and delight of the one Creator with those about you. Is there a final query at this time?
I'm thinking about time, what you said about time and how all the incarnations are occurring at the same actual time. And it's sort of the model of creation is one moment with everything happening at once. It boggles the mind. And I wanted to pursue that because I had been talking earlier and thinking earlier about how the structures that you give us, the Council of Saturn, for instance, the way your principle is made up of different group entities and so forth, it has in common with the structures of time that it makes it possible to think about what Ian called mystery specific language. And I was wondering two things. Number one, if non-linear time or instantaneous time has a center like a circle, and if the geometry of the circle would help to understand more about infinity and eternity. And number two, I was wondering, are all structures of thought these approximations that seem to have this less substance than they do in space-time?
I am aware of your query. Indeed, we would look to the construction of the circle, or more particularly, the sphere, as an example of the simultaneity of time and experience within the one creation. One may look at a line of experience, a line of time, that moves from the center of the sphere in a particular direction, and observe the entities affected by this line of experience. Within the third density illusion, you may see yourselves as experiencing various of these time or experience lines, moving from the center of your being to another location, also within your being, intersecting experiences of others, also located within the center of your being and their being, so that the center of experience is shared for a portion of the experience as it is moving along this line. This line may also be seen to be able to describe constructions of entities, groups of entities, and experiences shared, so that there are various ways of seeing the formation of relationships, of seeing the means by which one creation may be experienced by a number of entities moving along these lines of time simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, within this sphere, there is an infinite potential for experience. Each individual experience, seen from the third density illusion, then, seems to be complete unto itself, seems to be linear from point A to B to C and so forth. Whereas, if this experience is seen from without the third density illusion, it is seen as a portion of a simultaneous experience of the one creator, these experiences being infinite in number. Is there a further query?
So when you have a breakthrough in a relationship, does it resonate through the other lifetimes in which this issue or this relationship comes up? Does it have a ripple effect through the circle of being?
I am aware of your query, my sister. And indeed, this is so for those who have eyes to see. However, as you are well aware, within the third density illusion, the limit to the sight is the veil of forgetting.
Indeed. But sometimes it's possible for realizations that, I mean, sometimes I wonder why something comes to me so clearly at a time when I was so puzzled before, and I just wonder if it's because in another lifetime that I'm working on this question in that I've made a breakthrough. That was the question. And if that's so, then do you still believe that there is virtue in offering these structures of thought about the mystery of deity and the way that we begin to experience ourselves as you talk about reincarnation or as you talk about anything? What's your level of feeling that the words that you're offering through instruments such as Jim and me are of avail?
I'm cool and aware of your query. Indeed, we find a great virtue in the words offered through any instrument, and indeed in the words which any entity may use to form a means of understanding for itself. For it is the effort to understand that is important. The words form what you may see as a channel through which ideas and inspiration may be offered from deeper portions of one's own mind, which connect to the universal mind, the one infinite mind of the one creator. Thus, such constructs bring from more fundamental levels of the self and the great self the desire to seek certain information. This information then finds its way to you, through you, by becoming a kind of nourishment, a kind of, we give this instrument the picture of rain falling upon the ground, causing seed to sprout, a crop to grow, and food to be harvested therefrom. The desire to seek causes a form to be made. That itself transmits that answer to be seen. Is there a further query?
No, thank you, Kuro. You've given me much to think about. I appreciate it.
I am, Kuro. We are, again, grateful to you, my sister, and would take this opportunity to express our gratitude to each present this day for inviting our presence in your circle of seeing. We are always grateful to join you in your seeking, for there we find great inspiration from you as well. As you move within this heavy chemical illusion, seeking the one creator with each step, we would remind each that we do not speak as authorities, but would encourage each to utilize personal discrimination in taking those words which we share, those ideas which we share, and reserving those that ring of truth, leaving behind those that do not. We are known to you as those of Quark, and would take our leave at this time of this institute and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Adonai. As we let the light of the creator that we've gathered in this group go back to the creator, let us put in it the names of those that we would like healing for on some level. Let me give our list first, and then you can add names as you like. Ann, Ethel, Ophelia, Alan, Judy, Scott, Vanna, Lynn, Mike, Carla, Poopy, Dina, Sonia, Stephen, Marilyn, Barr, Betty, Donna, Adela, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Jonathan, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Lenny, Abby, Melanie, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Cindy, Haley, Aurora, Angela, Mary, and Martha. Other requests?
Sharon, Gina, and Dennis. Catherine, Romana, Michael, Austin, Silas. Salsa.
Oh, Melissa asked for prayers for you. Cause of peace. And a beloved friend.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.